Rashida Tlaib, appalling universities punish anti-Israel students protesting genocide. By Paul Bois on April 18, 2024. Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, raged at universities on Thursday for cracking down on anti-Israel students who were protesting genocide. From UM to Vanderbilt to USC to Columbia, students across our country are being retaliated against for using their constitutional rights to protest genocide. It's appalling, Tlaib wrote on X. Tlaib had been responding to the arrest of Irsa Hirsi, daughter of far-left squad member Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, who had been partaking in anti-Israel protests this week. As Breitbart News reported, New York police arrested more than 100 anti-Israel protesters at Columbia University this week as the Ivy League school president testified before a House committee on the campus response to anti-Semitism. Police arrested the protesters on a charge of criminal trespass. They were reportedly detained with no resistance. The school only allowed protesters who had Columbia IDs to be on campus after they closed the gates. Columbia University President Nemat Manush Shafiq wrote a letter to NYPD officials on Thursday asking for the department to remove individuals who were trespassing. Isra Hirsi was reportedly among those arrested on Thursday and she will be processed. I'm an organizer with CU Apartheid Divested Columbia SJP. In my 3 years at Barnard College, I have never been reprimanded or received any disciplinary warnings. I just received notice that I am one of 3 students suspended for standing in solidarity with Palestinians facing a genocide, Hirsi said on X. Those of us in Gaza solidarity encampment will not be intimidated, she added. We will stand resolute until our demands are met. Our demands include divestment from companies complicit in genocide, transparency of Columbia's investments and full amnesty for all students facing repression. Tlaib has been apt to accuse Israel of committing genocide to the point that she used the phrase from the river to the sea phrase, which means the supposed liberation of Palestinians between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea. From the river to the sea is an aspirational call for freedom, human rights, and peaceful coexistence, not death, destruction, or hate, she wrote last year. My work and advocacy is always centered in justice and dignity for all people no matter faith or ethnicity. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.